I know when that alarm rings, that could only mean one thing. I know when that alarm rings, that could only mean one thing. It's the first song of the day.
Yeah, it is. And continuing on with that NSYNC all week long, it had to be a little, it's gonna be May.
All right, let's go.
Did it sound just like it?
Not really.
Okay, well, KWB. Oh, what a disaster going on in this studio. Let me tell you, I was trying to do my choreography. I went to the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. I go to the bathroom this morning, and I don't know what your work is like, but our work, we have like the little key code thing, like you have to scan a badge. Yeah. And I forgot mine. And so I go to the bathroom. I'm coming back. I'm like, oh no. So who do I text? I text trusty Jenny. Mm-hmm. And go figure, Jenny does not respond. Luckily, I bang on the door like a psycho and find a random other person that works at a different station to let me in this morning. And then Jenny's in here bothering me when I'm trying to do my NSYNC choreography.
I wasn't bothering you. I was trying to sing along and you weren't enjoying my vocals.
No, it wasn't good. Yeah, it wasn't good.
We both weren't appreciating each other's artistry. Artistry this morning. I apologize for not letting you in this morning. I just thought it'd be fun for me to start the show by myself, so I was going to keep you locked out for
a couple minutes. Actually, I would have enjoyed that. It would have been entertaining. Yesterday was the weirdest day ever because it was my second week of taking Olive to swimming lessons.
Yes.
She screamed the entire time again, and the instructor got like lost track of time. So it's supposed to be 30 minutes. It went 45 minutes. And I'm like looking at the clock and they really encourage you to not take the kid out of the pool. Uh-huh. Just basically Olive and I were sent to a different area of the pool because it was so distracting and it was so bad. So then I get out. I'm so stressed out. We sent my mom, Olive, and Dylan to Florida because it's Dylan's spring break, which he told me 99% of the kids in his school, which I'm sure is an exaggeration, he said that everyone's going to Florida for spring break. So look out, Florida. Everyone in Minnesota is on their way if they aren't already there. And they just went there because my sister lives there. They're not going to Disney or anything. And so I had it was like the longest day. I was so exhausted. And then I have a crap pillow, Jenny.
Yeah.
A crap pillow that gives me the neck cricks, if you will.
Okay.
But you said you had the same pillow since college.
I do have the same one since college, I believe, if not like from high school, and I stole them from my parents and then brought them to college, so maybe even longer. And yeah. I know you're supposed to change.
Yeah,
them
you got some mites in that thing.
I know.
That could be affecting your skin because you have so many disgusting little, what are they called? Dust. They're not dust mites, but whatever the combination of all the bugs in there.
But I wash my sheets and those cover the pillows. So I think
it's deep in that pillow now.
I know.
When you take your pillowcase off, what color is your pillow?
I mean, it's like an off yellow. It's definitely disgusting when it comes down to it.
Oh, I have so many like that.
I know it is, but honestly, two of them are the comfiest pillows I've ever owned. And I bring my pillows to hotels with me if I can. Like this last weekend, I brought mine up north because I knew that it would just be like uncomfortable pillows. So I'm going to stick with them until I do start forming rashes on my face them.
I never bring my pillows with me, but I agree. If after going through this experience, if you find one you like, then I get it. Just like live with, like name the various mites and things living within your pillow because it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I've tried like every pillow brand there is now. Even the recent one is called Coop, COOP. Never had heard of it. That's how desperate I am. I'm like, I'll try what I've never heard of. Still garbage.
My dad has always had Tempur-Pedic pillows.
Yeah.
Have you ever had those? Those are pretty decent.
One time, and I think it was a Sleep Number one, and I really liked it. I don't know what happened to it. Maybe I need to get another. Dave does talk about Sleep Number a lot. Maybe that's what I need to do. Yes, and it is time for Twitter Roulette. This is a new thing that we started a couple of weeks ago. You just scroll through Twitter and you just like see what's happening in people's lives. Last night, I had a lot of drama happening on my Twitter.
About what?
Some guy went crazy on me.
Specifically on you. I thought you just saw like a newsfeed fight
or
something.
No. So our night guy, Eric E. White, he moved here in March, which is the worst time last year to move here. So he tweeted yesterday something like, I'm really excited to actually make friends this year, like I intended to do in March. And I jokingly wrote back, nice excuse for having zero friends or something like that. And he was like, blah, 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 and wrote back to me. And some guy went off on me. He said I was such a, like, I was heartless. That's something a C word would say. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He went off.
He did not understand sarcasm, huh?
No. And then he said that I need to learn the difference between sarcasm and bullying.
Okay.
And he's continued on that I was wrong and he was right. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, this is so aggressive. But anyway, that's not what we're going to read today. One, I was just like, okay, I'm going to bow out because this guy is crazy.
Yeah.
So we just scroll randomly through Twitter and we read things. So this is one I saw from Kara Levin, and then Alicia Lewis retweeted it. Kara Levin had said, a day after Volkswagen said it was changing its name to Volkswagen, the company is now calling it a joke. And Alicia Lewis says, do people get annoyed when companies do this? Either way, it made news headlines yesterday and got people talking about their electric cars. Good marketing, question mark?
Oh, so it was specifically for the electric cars?
I guess so.
Or in general, they were changing their entire name?
It said it was changing their name.
Oh, okay.
Because it to Volkswagen, yeah.
I do think it's funny when brands try to do the April Fool's bit because mm-hmm. it's always like you can see right through it. Usually
yep.
with a brand, you can see right
Usually.
Through it because it's so dumb so that it doesn't hurt their brand,
yep.
you know, so that people understand. But,
yep. But sometimes it backfires.
It does because some people get upset when they're fooled.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one from WCCO, it says, had wildfires yesterday. Most are caused by people. Do not be one. Yeah, I went out west last year, and it was right in the midst of all the wildfires out in Oregon and California. And it was just so sad because the majority of them were from people. It wasn't from, like, lightning strikes and bad weather. It was like someone had a bridal shower and something went
gosh.
Off. Like, it was something like that.
We did, we are planning a trip to Glacier National Park this year.
Yeah.
And we got messages. I already got messages from listeners. Thank you. They're like, hey, just a heads up, because of the lack of rain this year, there could be a lot of, like, fires.
You're going in August?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, so you should be prepared for that. So you have to adjust plans. I'm like, I don't know how that works with an Airbnb.
I don't know if we should go here at 6:21 in the morning, but I've been seeing a TikTok lately about feral people living in national parks.
Oh,
have you
feral
heard?
People? No, I haven't seen that. What does that mean? Like, they're just, like, are you saying, like someone who's homeless?
No, like, well, pretty much, but, like, they talk about cannibalism, too.
Oh, great.
And it's terrifying, so I obviously won't get into details, but I did do a little bit of a deep dive and found out things I did not understand about national parks because they're so big.
Oh,
you
great.
Have no idea.
Now I have to go down this deep, dark hole.
Well, this is why I just want you to be protected when you go to Glacier. I want you to be aware that there could be.
Okay, well, just keep in mind, I'm not going to go deep into any woods. I'm going to walk on a very light trail somewhere, and then I'm going to post a photo that makes it look like I went on a big hike.
Well, you guys aren't, like, camping in the park,
no, we are
you?
Not.
Okay.
We
so
have an Airbnb.
You could be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. Did you see that? I'm going to be like that the whole time. Did you see that? Look like a person running by. Judy told me about feral humans. I'm going to panic. And don't leave any food out on the porch.
Yeah.
Track them. This one says, okay, it's one of those meme images.
Okay.
Be careful. Manipulation can feel like love. Manipulation can feel like love. It's true.
Yeah. Narcissists.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They manipulate you.
Absolutely.
I have so many, I'll be honest, I have so many news articles.
I know.
Headlines, so they're kind of boring. So I'm trying to scroll and find something.
Well, it's one of those things where realistically I get so much of my news from Twitter and and just social media in general that I follow a lot of news sources.
Yeah. I've got a U.S. Weekly headline about where are they now for the How I Met Your Mother cast.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw that one, too.
I never really watched that show, so I'm definitely not going to click on it.
Okay.
It's not a clickbait-worthy article for me.
All right. You know what? I'm going to retweet this one because you have to see it. It's a woman feeding her pet dogs and her pet warthogs. I'm just going to retweet it because it's so random.
Okay. This article says, people are calling this innovative 5-in-1 griddle the best purchase of the summer. So I just clicked on it to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like 20 paragraphs long, so I'm not going to be able to summarize it. But it's just a griddle that looks basically like a grill outside, but it's like a griddle you would make bacon and eggs and all that stuff on.
I do like bacon and eggs, yeah.
And there's multiple sectors to it where you can make different things. So
interesting.
Yeah.
We went to my high school friends and I, like 3 years ago, my friend Samantha has, okay, let me just tell you, this is a warning to everyone listening. When your friend says they have a timeshare, demand to see photos in advance, by the way, because we're cheap. And it was like 3 years ago, we're like, I hope she's not listening. Oh God, I just thought about this. I was like, Sam's really? Like, I have a timeshare. And we went and I'm like, Sam, this is the same timeshare you had when we were in high school. And they haven't done any updates at all.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's fine. I was like, you know what? It is fine. There was enough beds for everyone. No one was sleeping on the floor. Fine. But that's not even the point of the story. That's just your warning. Just like demand to see photos of the place before your friend takes you on a vacation. But follow up. We went to a restaurant. It was so cool where there's a griddle in the middle of the table.
Okay.
And it's like one of those, like, almost like where you cook your own food. Uh-huh. So they brought everything for like French toast and eggs and bacon and stuff. And you cooked it like as a table in the griddle in the middle. And I thought that was such a cute idea.
Oh, that is cool.
I mean, I'm sure that it's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I think we maybe had to sign a waiver. But this tweet is perfect. This could be our last tweet probably. Joseph Gordon-Levitt tweets, 10 Things I Hate About You came out today. March 31st in 1999. I'll never forget that summer making that movie with such wonderful people. The best of times. Still can't believe it was over 20 years ago. How old do you feel?
I do feel quite old. I was honestly thinking it was a little bit older than that.
Yeah.
Though.
They said that it was one of those few movies where the cast was so close, they hung out 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't go back to their trailers and hang out with their prospective boy. Now, granted, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Julia Stiles were dating in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they all hung out the whole time. But that movie was so good.
Back then, they were dating?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, because it was interesting because in the movie, he dates the sister.
Yes.
And she dates Heath Ledger, but they were dating in real life.
I find the scene where he's singing on the bleachers to her extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. It's so awkward.
I know that. It's like some people think it's so cute because he's trying to win her back and win her over and stuff. And I'm like, barf. If anyone ever did that to me, I would have left the field. And been
no,
like, bye.
You'd have been like, I love you so much. You're so romantic.
I love you, baby.
Oh, they said that it was supposed to be a different song. I don't know if you knew this,
but
Julia Stiles was the one that said, no, it should be that song. Oh. And so they changed it from the original script. And I can't remember what it was supposed to be. It's one of those BuzzFeed articles I read where it gives, you know, a lot
random
of
facts.
Random facts. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. And I get really excited. So I have a list for you. I was actually on a sales call yesterday and the sales rep was like, hey, I have to run, guys. I got to go get my vaccine. And I was like, oh, congrats. You know, go enjoy. Here are 7 things you shouldn't do when you get your vaccine. It's coming up and you can't make this stuff up. Next.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers. Now, I have not had the vaccine yet. I don't even have an appointment. Do you have an appointment?
I don't, but Tina had sent me a website and I looked at it yesterday. And of course, everything's like booked right now.
Yeah.
But I have been seeing a lot of people like tweeting or posting on Instagram saying that they're having hard times now that everyone's eligible. Because, right, it was March 30th.
Yeah.
So people are still having hard times trying to find one.
Okay. I'm kind of waiting to find one when I can. Not that I'm not in a rush. I would love to get it. But by the way, this is the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. And Jenny and I, Fallon, we're here hanging out while Dave's on vacation. Everything's fine with him. Mm-hmm. Every time Dave's out, people are like, is Dave okay? And I'm like, I totally get that. Because he had that scare that one day.
Yeah.
So, no, he's totally fine. He's just on vacation. We were texting yesterday. But if you are getting the vaccine, I did find this from the Huffington Post, 7 things you shouldn't do when you're getting it. So write these down, Jenny.
Okay.
Or you can look them up. I'll put them on the website.
Okay. I like that idea better.
Yeah, that's easier. Don't take over-the-counter medication like Advil or Tylenol right before your shot. There's a slim chance it could interfere with the immune response doctors want to see, but taking them after to help with symptoms is okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about drinking alcohol. Yes, too much can weaken your immune system in general, but there's no evidence that it affects the vaccine or how well it works. But also,
that's an important fact.
Why are you doing a shot of tequila before you go get your shot?
Oh, is it saying before or after?
It says, I don't know.
Because a lot of medication.
Oh, probably after.
I was going to say, because one time I was super sick and I was on medication. I was on like antibodies and I went out because I had a concert I was going to, and I drank, and I got, like, sick, puking sick, I never really get that way with drinking, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I was like, oh, probably because I'm taking antibodies, and it's defeating the purpose right now with alcohol going into my system.
Okay, that makes sense. I was just combining the fact that it said don't take Advil or Tylenol, of course, then I imagined Jenny doing a shot of tequila and then going, oh, I get my shot.
I don't like shots. I got to take this tequila shot first.
Calm your nerves. Don't get a tattoo or piercing right after your shot. There's a slight chance it could trigger an immune response on top of the one you're getting from the vaccine. Don't book other vaccines around the same time. We don't have a ton of data on how other vaccines interact. So to be safe, wait 2 weeks before you get a flu shot. Mm-hmm. These are things you should do, or you shouldn't do when getting your vaccine. Don't push yourself to exercise. Jenny, this is a big one for you. Most people should be fine to work out after their shot, but if you're feeling a little run down, take a day off.
Okay.
Don't forget to hydrate. It can affect how well the vaccine works. And some people develop a fever from the vaccine, which makes you sweat more. So drink lots of water. And finally, don't lose your vaccine card. Staples, Office Depot, and Office Max will laminate it for free right now. But you should also take a photo of it just in case. So that photo everyone's doing and posting is apparently helpful. But they say you shouldn't share that photo anyway.
Yeah, because it reveals some of your personal medical information.
Yeah.
So the purpose of having it still is because you need to show it at certain things now, or what?
I'm not sure. I know that there are, like, some places are doing, like, the vaccine passports, for instance. But a lot of people are really against that. They think it takes away freedoms and stuff. So I'm not sure what the complete purpose is. I don't know if you need to show it to get in places. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
So it could be a combination of things. I know that the new, by the way, random, I know we're not going to talk about this in Dave's Dirt, but it's interesting you said Demi Lovato was on the Joe Rogan show. Because I got home and Jake was like, do you know Demi Lovato was on the Joe Rogan show? I go, thanks for listening to our show. Jenny told me. He's like, I listened. And I said, I didn't even know he listened to Joe Rogan. He's like, well, I mean, I thought it was interesting. I said, okay. I'm not buying this. Britney Spears made a post on Instagram yesterday.
Yes.
And she actually addressed the whole documentary about her and her response to it. Now, a lot of people still believe she has no control over her Instagram. She doesn't write her captions. But I'll tell you what she said she did for 2 weeks after watching the documentary, and let you decide if you think she really wrote it or not. It's coming up in Dave's Dirt next on 101.3 KDWB.
The latest in entertainment, lifestyle, and flat-out gossip. Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
All right. Now, 7 weeks after the debut of the documentary, Framing Britney Spears, she responded, or someone responded on her behalf. She posted a twirling video to the Aerosmith song Crazy. And she wrote how she has watched only snippets of the documentary, which streamed on FX at FX on Hulu. She added, quote, I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cried for 2 weeks. I still cry sometimes. It says it appears that Britney agrees with the documentary's thesis. She wrote on Instagram, I have been exposed my whole life. I've always been so judged, insulted, and embarrassed by the media, and I still am to this day. And I just don't think she wrote that, because everyone talks about how she doesn't write her own captions.
Yeah.
They say that she has a team that she sends these, honestly, kind of strange dancing videos to. And then the team, like, writes these captions to look like her, because they're always, like, filled with a million emojis.
Yeah.
And different random things. I don't know.
So I didn't watch the docuseries or documentary.
Yeah.
And so I guess for some reason I was thinking that it was like from her perspective, but it was just about like what happened to her in her life throughout the years and how she became under a conservatorship.
Yeah. It's all about like how sweet and kind she is and how she was just ripped by media constantly. Like she couldn't do anything right. So I didn't think it put her in a bad light other than it seemed like a sad light.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I don't know what's going on lately, by the way, but there's like been a lot of like, people just out and about doing some really dangerous things to celebrities. We've had like stories every day the past few days.
Yeah, something with Kendall Jenner yesterday.
Yeah, and then the day before it was Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes and Beyonce being robbed. And now Drake is probably going to need to beef up his security at his mansion because there was a scary incident that happened Tuesday. A female adult that was carrying a knife had been arrested. She didn't gain entry to the property and there were no injuries. It's not clear what she was doing at the residence. She, of course, had no communication whatsoever with Drake. But one of Drake's bodyguards was struck with a metal pipe. The reports indicate he did not sustain injuries. Now, Drake's, it says his mansion sits on 2 acres. So mm-hmm. she wasn't like, but I mean, she's carrying a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Security gets hit with something. I mean, scary.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with people.
I don't know.
Yeah. There is the Demi Lovato Part 3 came out. I think she has 4 parts to her documentary. The first 2 came out immediately. Then the 3rd one just came out. And more than 8 million people have viewed the Demi Lovato documentary, Dancing with the Devil. On Tuesday, so yesterday, she released the 3rd of 4 episodes. The 20-minute video focused on the aftermath of her 2018 overdose. 2 of her closest friends got death threats. Her hardcore followers had the misguided belief that her stage director and choreographer supplied the deadly drugs, so then people went after them. One of them said, I got up to 4,000 or 5,000 messages a day from her fans telling me to die and kill myself. Drugs helped Demi cope with the sexual trauma. She recalled having sex for the first time at age 15 with another Disney performer. She said it was date rape. So she said, my Me Too story is telling somebody that someone did this to me and then they'd never got in trouble for it. So she told people there and then nothing came of it.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot more to it, obviously. I don't know. Did you have something?
Yeah, I was going to say. So there's a big thing going around right now that Michael Strahan is maybe fixing the gap in his teeth.
Oh, no, I think he did.
Yeah, so there's a video out. So I'm going to play you a video because it's, I think it's a video of him, like, actually getting it sort of done.
Oh, okay.
If I go home and say I'm going to do it, it'll be like, don't do it. If I post, it'll be don't do it. If I talk to my friends, it'll be don't do it. If I talk to my business partner, it'll be like, don't do it. But I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know? You're the only one who knows.
No, we're just going to show them.
And you're the best at this, so that's why I'm here.
Can I want to get that?
Yep. Okay, ready? Yeah,
just fine. Get you out of here. In the moment, it was 50 years to make it.
Okay, so the reason why I was questioning this was because he has always been known as the person who was proud of that gap. And
yeah.
was like, I'm never going to fix it. So I have audio of him telling Barbara Walters back in 2014 that he would never fix the gap. So here's that.
I have to ask you about the gap in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever want to change that?
Of course.
Why didn't you?
Well, I thought about it. I even had everything lined up to get it done. And I have a cap I can put in to have.
Really?
Yeah. But when I put it in, it doesn't.
It's not you.
It's not me.
Too perfect.
Too perfect. That's not me.
So that's why I was questioning mm-hmm. it, because he's always been known for that. So I was wondering if it was like an April Fool's bit.
Oh, a little early for that, though.
True. But what if he reveals it tomorrow?
Maybe. It's weird because, I feel like not what he's known for, but that physically is what he's known for.
Yeah.
And I remember Demi Lovato used to have a gap in her teeth and she had it closed.
Mm-hmm.
And she always said she regretted it because it was one of her like characteristics.
I don't even remember that she had that, honestly.
Yeah. She did for a long time and then she got it closed.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's second child will be born at home. They're saying when the baby girl arrives this summer, she'll be the first ever British royal born in America. And they said that she'll be delivered in her parents' new $14.5 million estate, which they bought last year. Not a bad place to come into the world.
Yeah, I think that works.
I'm excited for this and interested. Ariana Grande announced she's replacing Nick Jonas on the next season of The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched that show in so long. I thought Nick Jonas was such an odd choice. He's a great songwriter and singer, but I never really watched when he was on, so maybe he's better on. But he's just not one of those personality-driven people. Mm-hmm. Like, of the Jonas Brothers, Joe and Kevin had way bigger personalities.
Yeah.
And that's such a personality show.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because they have to, like, fight for contestants when multiple people turn their chairs.
Yeah.
So I agree. That's why I think that Blake Shelton was the best on that show. He was so funny.
So funny.
And then, like, Adam Levine kind of annoyed me,
mm-hmm.
honestly, on that show. But he had a great personality for it.
But Ariana Grande, I'll be interested because she's one of those like, oh, I love you so much. Like she wants to like, I think, seem nice, not hurt anyone's feelings. Mm-hmm. So I'll be interested to see how she does on that show. There's like footage that leaked from Saweetie and Quavo on an elevator. Oh. Have you seen this?
No. What
it's like
doing?
A physical altercation on an elevator, surveillance footage before their like public breakup, before they announced they were breaking up. It was in the elevator of a North Hollywood apartment complex where she was living. The clip shows the two standing outside the elevator before she starts swinging on him. They wind up scuffling over an orange Call of Duty case, which leads to him grabbing her arm and swinging her into the elevator wall. She wound up falling to the floor while the Migos rapper just looked down at her. And this all happened sometime in 2020, months before they publicly announced their split. So this is nothing like the Beyonce-Jay-Z fight.
Yeah.
This is like, that's bad. So I'm glad they split up. If that's what their relationship was like, good thing they split up.
Absolutely.
That's it for Dave's Dirt, I think. We're going to come back with Facebook fights. I mean, thank God people still get in Facebook fights. Thank God the Nextdoor app exists for people to get into fights over a Frisbee in their lawn.
Before we get right into Facebook fights, I have to play this one. It is we've done Facebook fights for years here on KWB, where basically you send us or we find an argument that somebody got into on Facebook. And this one is a guy that is on TikTok, and he turned it into a music video with costumes, and he wrote the song, and basically it's somebody stealing a broccoli casserole recipe and then accusing somebody of it, and then somebody comes to their defense.
You can see the video if you want to actually watch him change costumes. It's on the Dave Ryan Show Instagram page.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay, check it out. Here we go. Keep my name out of your thin mouth. She stole my broccoli casserole recipe 8 years ago and claimed it was hers. She claimed it was hers. It's kind of hard to understand him. And she stole the broccoli casserole recipe and claimed it was hers.
That ain't right.
There's more.
Claimed it was hers.
You are not talking about my friend Caroline. She a Christian lady. The funny thing is he's got the lyrics up too.
Yeah.
And they're all misspelled.
Yeah.
Because on the Facebook, they were actually misspelled. It goes on. She's a rotten recipe stealing B word. Doris. Be careful who your friends are. She's a rotten recipe stealing B word. It's so funny. You got to see it. It's online. Where? Instagram, Dave Ryan Show?
Yeah, maybe you should start doing that. You should start doing it. Nope.
Okay. Too much work. Too.
Well, don't do costumes. Just sing it. Just sing it.
I can't write a song, Fallon. I've told you before. I can't do it. I can read Facebook fights, and that's what we're going to do right now. Here we go. Facebook. I'll start off with one that was, it's pretty simple. So this local business gave all of, they had thousands of employees, they gave them all a $15 gift card for Christmas. Now, the reason it's only $15 is because it's not a Christmas bonus.
No.
It's for you to go to local restaurants and patronize local restaurants.
That's nice.
So if I give out $150,000 worth of gift cards to restaurants, that's going to help my community in the restaurants.
Yes.
So Norbert says...
Norbert?
Yep. A person should be thankful for the $15. If an employee doesn't like that $15, then give it to a friend. Now, here comes Aaron.
Oh, no.
Aaron says, thanks for the breadcrumbs, master. Luke says, Aaron, it's not for the employee, you donut, which I love, you donut. It's for the small business. Aaron says, Luke, $15 holiday bonus. Again, thanks for the breadcrumbs. Tyler says, Aaron, nobody said it was a holiday bonus.
Yeah.
And then Aaron says, have you worked for this company before? Because apparently Aaron did and he didn't like it. Tyler says, also calling someone a donut is my new favorite. Laugh emoji.
Yeah, true.
Tyler says, I currently do work for this company. Sport.
Oh, sport.
And then Aaron says, oh, yeah, how's that holiday bonus treating you?
Oh,
Tyler says, it's better than what they had to give us because they didn't have to give us anything at all. Aaron is not having it. He says their profits skyrocketed this year, as they always have. I sure hope y'all are being treated with respect for once and given a proper incentive. Tyler says to Aaron, I've never had a problem with the job. I've worked there over 7 years. Maybe the problem isn't with them, but maybe your work ethic.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Aaron says, Tyler, you're just a bootlicker. Does that leather taste good?
Jeez.
Dang, they're not done yet.
The insults on this one are fantastic.
Yeah, they are. Tyler says, Aaron, nah, just a hardworking family man. Take care now, little one.
Little one.
Aaron says, Tyler, hardworking. Yeah, have fun licking that boot. Hope your scraps taste good, little man. Youch.
I'm going to start calling you sport.
I'm going to start calling you donut.
I love it.
You're a donut.
You know
idiot.
What? You are what you eat, so that's fine with me.
Thank you. Here we go with another one. Now, this takes place with a couple of guys on Facebook talking about going down to the comic book store to play games like Magic the Gathering and other things. Nice. Okay. So Art starts off by saying, I'm down to the comic book store if anybody wants to play. Devin says, damn, I was out that way, but I didn't think anything magic related be happening because it's Yu-Gi-Oh! Day, which is apparently another game. Connor says, y'all are still playing in the store during the pandemic. And Art, the original poster, says, no more dangerous playing in stores than going out to eat at this point. I hope people have their masks on and stores kick out those who don't.
Okay.
Connor says, which is why I only get takeout. Now, Devin says, but you can't expect everybody to be like you. People are going to live their lives. Just hope they do it safely. P.S. Takeout's just as bad as sitting inside. Same germs and air on your food. Now, Denise comes in. She's new in this conversation. Okay. Takeout is not as bad as sitting in the same air for a prolonged period. And excusing bad behavior by comparing it to other bad behavior is just stupid. Mm-hmm. How about you don't do either thing and not kill anyone?
Oh, whoa. Wow. Intense.
Devin says, oh my God, drama much? Also, you clearly don't know me, so why be hostile with me? Mm-hmm. I assure you, I am not the one to be hostile with.
Oh, who is then?
Denise says, I'm not being hostile, and I don't care how tough you think you are. Threatening a woman, really? Devin says, I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying you're hostile. Denise says, still going with the hostility thing? No wonder you think being out in public is okay. You're not very bright to begin with.
Okay.
Art says, Denise, now you're being hostile.
Yeah.
Denise says, oh, are you triggered? Boo-hoo.
Oh, God.
Tell everybody at the comic book store how the mean girl online made you cry today.
She is hostile.
And that's what Connor says. Denise, I'm on your side, but it is kind of hostile. Denise says, shut up, Connor. I'm not hostile. Art says, so, like I said, I'm at the comic book store if anybody wants to play. Denise says, I hope you're wearing a mask. Art says, of course I am. The store requires it. Denise, good. Because if I were a 50-year-old man playing cards at a comic book store, I'd want to wear a mask so nobody knows who I am.
Jeez!
And that is Facebook Denise. Fights on KDWB.
Facebook, gotta check myself.
If you have a Facebook fight, please screen grab that thing for Daddy and then send it to me. Number them if you can.
God.
Because sometimes they get into 12 screenshots and I can't make heads or tails out of them. So number those, send them to me to ryanshow@kdwb.com. All right, let's do this on KWB. It is I Don't Know the Words Karaoke. I don't know why we decided to do this. It's one of those things where every time we do it, we go, let's not do that bit again for a while. Then we forget how bad it is, and then we start doing it again. Fallon, you're up first, and we're going to surprise you with a song. This one is Halsey, It's Bad at Love.
Okay.
A little bit of an intro time.
Perfect. This is one that I definitely know the lyrics to.
You definitely do?
Yeah,
let's see how you do.
Got a boy back home in Michigan, and he says, what you doing, girl? And I said, let's hang out by the sea, and he said, we live in Michigan, so we're by a lake instead, and that's okay with me, so we go out to the lake and have some fish, yeah, yeah, I'm bad at love. Says that we're balling.
Okay.
I'm bad.
Now, you understand you're making up words that are not even close.
I think the got a boy back home in Michigan was actually
you
dead on.
You did have boy back. The next lyric was, and it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him, I think.
Oh, you're right. It
but
was.
Then you went into something about fishing down at the lake.
Yep. She wanted to go to the sea, and he's like, live in Michigan. I gotta go to a lake.
Oh, this one's mine?
Yeah, go, Dave. Oh, good.
Can you tell me when to come in?
Here.
Linen under this time, and there's nobody to save me.
Were there any words there?
I wonder if you were mine and you have a maybe.
Oh, maybe?
I need somebody to heal, somebody to love, somebody to have, somebody to hold. I need it to be, I need you to see. I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain, but then the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then it pulled the rug. I was getting kind of used to being someone you love. Did I nail that?
I mean, the
chorus. We don't have the lyrics in front of us. This is all from our minds.
It's impressive. I will say that I think the beginning, you were questioning yourself.
Very much.
You would fade out, not say words. Also, Dr. Lobanoff should pick that song up because you're like, I need you to see. I don't think it's
Jenny. Oh, Jenny got a classic.
Yeah.
Jenny and I could duet on this one.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, hold back. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we
she's nailed it so far.
She's doing a shimmy bounce next door.
I'm going to stop you on that one because you know it so well. Now, I've picked out a WT Wisconsin drinking song that anybody who went to school in Wisconsin in the 90s would know this song because it showed up at every frat party, sorority party.
It was their school fight song.
It was. All right, so here we go. I'm going to give this to you and see if you know it because being a drunk from Wisconsin, you should know this one.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Oh my God.
No Sally or Gina and gets departed.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, here we go. And now I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. Ain't gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud.
Got it.
Wine cooler's appeared in her hand.
It's my life.
Okay, there it is. Okay, we stopped you. No, we're done. We stopped you.
I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. I told Jenny that Southern Indiana and Wisconsin are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the similarities.
Yeah.
You have to drink too much, you got to be a little bloaty, and you got to know classic rock.
I think it says that when you enter Wisconsin. Now entering Wisconsin, you got to drink too much, be a little bit bloaty, and know the words to classic rock songs.
I am sitting here. I was going to read this story about Lance Bass. Apparently, he's opening a nightclub. And, I mean, good for him. I don't know why we care that much unless you want to check it out. I think it's going to be in Hollywood. You can enjoy that.
And when is it even going to be open? In, like, a year?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I
mean, he has plenty of time to go?
Plenty of time to plan, I guess. But I have just been a little alarmed all morning because Jenny informed me of a thing called feral humans in national parks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, I've never heard of this in my life. I don't go down a lot of those kinds of like conspiracy theory rabbit holes.
Same.
But how did you find yourself going into this rabbit hole?
Because I saw a TikTok of a woman. So yes, it was on TikTok. I understand that I probably didn't verify my sources.
I do the same thing.
But it was a woman saying a story about how she heard these awful noises and she basically concluded that there was a family that had gone missing in that national park and it sounded like there was like cannibalism issues happening.
What in the world?
Well, that's why I try not to bring up this part of the story earlier because I didn't want to scare people and I haven't verified my facts. So I'm putting, I don't want
to
be that person.
You need to verify them.
That's what I know. I understand. But then I saw another TikTok yesterday about a woman saying how she can't get the fact that she's heard about feral people in national parks out of her mind. So it was just top of mind. And then you brought up your family trip. And then I just thought it was an appropriate time to talk about it as you're talking about going on a wonderful vacation with your family.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah. Me and my happy family, we're going to go do some like safe outdoor hiking. We thought we talked about, do we want to be a national park family, like the kind of family that goes to all the national parks?
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't.
Well, okay.
You've ruined it for me because of feral people.
Your family's not going to be camping, right?
Definitely not.
Maybe glamping or something like that. But I think that whatever you're going to be doing, you're not going to be deep into the mountains somewhere where you're not going to be safe.
I literally, this never even crossed my mind. And now every single horror movie I've ever watched where the family goes, the hills have eyes. You're just camping. And then all the people that live in the hills come out at night.
Yeah, but
or the strangers where they just knock on the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to hire me as your security for this trip, you'll have to pay for my airplane.
No, because you'll also make me pay for your alcohol, and then you'll be drunk and won't be able to help me.
I'm a great fighter when I'm drunk, though.
What?
So I think the out of here.
They're a disaster. Ariana Grande is replacing Nick Jonas for The Voice for the next season. It'll be season 21 of that show. But I'll be excited to see Ariana Grande take over.
If I had cable and got more than just one channel for my bunny ears, I would watch The Voice if I just wanted to turn the TV on, because I actually always loved that show. I just kind of fell off because I got rid of cable and all that stuff, but I do like it.
It's a weird show because it's really entertaining, but you don't know of anyone that's really gone on. Not many people have gone on from that show to do big things, so it's interesting.
I mean, pretty much any kind of competition show like that. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot that have come from American Idol, but not
recently.
I was going to say, how many seasons have there been? Like 30, if not more? I was going to say, there's been probably more than that. And I think I can name three contestants that have gone on to do huge things.
Yeah. You have a story about
the
best cocktails.
Okay. So it's always been like this running thing now that a lot of people have started to drink a lot more during the pandemic.
Yes, it has.
So I think it's important to understand what is the most Googled cocktail for each state during the pandemic. So this is, it says during the pandemic. So do you have a guess for what Minnesota might be?
Oh, I don't know. Just like a Cosmo.
What? You think Minnesota's bougie enough to
Google
Cosmo?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
We probably don't know what it is, so we'd have to Google it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's actually a Grape Ape.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. You go down to one of the bars downtown, you know, you see Grape Apes everywhere.
I got real sick drunk on a Grape Ape once.
Did you?
Grape Apes are so gross. I can't believe that actually made it.
No, I'm honestly just kidding. That's not what it is. But I personally would have to Google that because I don't know what's in a Grape Ape.
It's purple something or other. And then it's sugar.
It is. And it's basically five shots in one cocktail and you drink it all at once.
Ugh.
No, the actual cocktail that is the most Googled for Minnesota is a White Russian, which I think makes sense because that's more of a like cozy vibe, like the wintry cozy vibe.
It's true.
And then obviously we got to do my hometown state,
Wisconsin. Anything we can get our hands on cocktail.
You know, I was like, at first I was like, oh, this is probably going to be like Bud Light, but you don't have to Google how to make a Bud Light. Doesn't make sense. But it's an old fashioned.
Okay. Well, Wisconsin does old fashions different.
Very much. They put brandy in it, and it's more of a whiskey liquor in
And they usually Minnesota. muddle the fruit at the bottom.
Yeah, and the most important part is that they get served in pint glasses in Wisconsin, not in little highball glasses.
Okay. Jake is my husband. That's his favorite drink or favorite cocktail. And when he has gone to a place and I can watch him physically cringe when he sees the bartender muddling the fruit, he'll be like, oh no, because it's so gross. Because one of his favorite things is, not every place does do this, but when they have like the cherry, that's like the whatever kind of cherry.
The maraschino cherries.
Yeah, but it's different. It's not just like
they're the nicer ones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He loves that, like at the end with like his last sip. Mm-hmm.
Well,
to watch them just grind up the fruit in there, he's like, mother of God, it's a Wisconsin version. No, abort that.
I do like Wisconsin old fashions better than Minnesota, but maybe I just haven't had the right one in Minnesota yet.
Maybe. I'm not a whiskey drinker. It makes me fight. It's one of my fighting juices.
How many fights have you been in your life?
I have been in, you don't know the number.
And simply pinching someone on the ass is not fighting, Fallon.
Well, then I haven't been in a fight. You're right. Sorry. Usually I'm pinching my own ass, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes Sometimes you gotta. Worst Date Wednesday, we have two long but horrible dates coming up, and we'll do that next on KDWB.
Buckle up for Awkward, the Dave Ryan Show's Worst Date Wednesday.
All right, let's kick it off with our appetizer date. She says, I'm not going to be on with you. Like, it literally starts with, like, feel free to enjoy my misery. And Jenny claims she cut this down a little bit, but she is a long one, so I'm preparing you. She got out of an on-again, off-again relationship that went on way too long. It says, I took about a year off before I dated anyone. When I was ready to jump back in, I went into the old faithful Plenty of Fish where I met James. His profile read like this: single white male, 30 years old, 5 feet 11 inches tall. He had a job, he had a car, he rented his home, he is divorced, but he has children. No problem. It was well written, Not like two sentences like a lot of them are. Nice picture. He had dimples. So after a couple of texts, I agreed to meet him for coffee one night after work. We were set to meet at 6:30 at Caribou. I got off at 5, wore black pants and a super cute shirt, did my hair and makeup at work, put in effort. At 5:20, he texted me, not sure I can do it tonight.
Oh.
I didn't respond, but I was very irritated. Then he called me. He stated we needed to cancel the date because he left his wallet at work unless I wanted to pick up the tab this time and he would pay me at our second date. Seeing as I have this stupid Minnesota nice thing going on, of course I responded with, oh, no, don't worry about it. I can afford a cup of coffee for us. Let's still meet. Jenny, your thoughts?
Absolutely not. We would be done at that moment. Oh. He can't pay for his own coffee. I'm not meeting you. You already told me that you were going to be late. No.
Done. He's doing the pre-forgot my wallet. Yeah. Like, not even at the restaurant, like pre-forgot the wallet bit. Okay. I arrived at the coffee shop before him. He walked in, and from a distance, he looked like his picture. He walked right up and gave me a hug and said hi. Two things caught my eye immediately. One, under that hat was a full ginger. Not a big deal, but surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when he said hi, there was something weird about his mouth, but I couldn't figure it out. Oh, God. I don't even know where this is going, but yeah, I'm so excited.
Wait for it.
We went and stood in line together to place our order. I kept trying casually to glance up at him, trying to figure out what was bugging me, but I couldn't figure it out until he started talking. He placed his order, and I realized he didn't have front teeth. How the hell did I miss this? I didn't want to be rude and stare, so I ordered my drink and went back to the table with him. He excused himself to the restroom. During this time, I quickly pulled up his profile. I'm pretty sure I would have noticed missing teeth.
Yeah.
5 pictures of him, all smiling. None showing teeth.
Oh.
I throw my phone back on my purse and decide, I'm not going to be judgmental. I'm going to enjoy this date. We found out we both had camped at the same campground every weekend growing up, but never ran into each other. So here's a conversation she breaks down for us. This is what I'm telling you. She breaks down some details. Yes. She remembers this even though it's from years ago. So, this is her. You used to camp at Spring Valley Campground? That's too funny. What a small world. Yeah, I know. My family still camps there. Mine too. So, tell me about your family. Well, the trailer is my dad's. My mom actually lives with me and my daughter. So, do you own or rent a house? How old is your daughter? I'm renting a room out of a duplex. We just put a couple mattresses on the floor and we make do. My daughter loves it. She can jump on them all and not get in trouble. She's 5. She said, I awkwardly forced a giggle. Do I laugh or do I cry? When he laughed, yeah, he is not just missing his front teeth, more like 6 teeth, and the ones that are left are tiny and black.
No.
I mean, seriously, it looks like a meth mouth. I'm not even joking. Now I'm seriously grossed out, and before anyone gets all PC on me, yes, I do realize some people have bad genes with teeth. This was not from genetics. It was from meth. Google image it. Okay. I'm going to skip this next conversation because it goes on. Just, it's a very long conversation. But basically, to finish things out, we walk outside with him holding and stroking my hand. I was having a mini heart attack because I knew he was going to go in for a kiss. Dear God, I did not want that to happen. I opened my door and he went in for the hug kiss. I dodged left and pretended to have a major coughing fit. I slid in my car and he kissed my cheek. I shut my door and left with every intent in the world to never speak to him again. So this date did teach me some very valuable lessons. No teeth showing in pictures equals no date. No teeth and black teeth are 100% deal breakers for me. When they do call to cancel, let them, no matter what the reason. It's like that comedian says, here's your sign. That's just our appetizer date. We also have our spotlight date of the week coming up next on Worst Date Wednesday on 101.3 KGWB.
The Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week on 101.3 KDWB.
It's going to be hard to top our previous date, but here we go. She's not on the phone either. I'm sorry. Sometimes people have to work, but also sometimes people are like, yeah, I've lived through the pain and you can read it, but I don't want to be on. So here we go. I met a guy on a dating app last summer. We didn't talk for long before he asked me out, but he seemed nice and normal. So I agreed to go on a date with him. I requested that we sit outside somewhere with masks. He picked a bowling alley for us to meet up at, which was weird to me, but whatever. And he assured me there was an outdoor patio.
Yeah.
In reality, it was just a blocked off parking lot with tables and chairs. Mm. But then, you know, patio.
Yep. Still outside.
I texted him to let him know I was on my way to the date. And he replied letting me know that he had actually been there all day with his sister and he was already drunk.
Mm.
I read his text as I was putting on my seatbelt to drive over and decided I would still go, try to have fun, and never see him again. At least I knew what I was getting into. I showed up and there were multiple empty shot glasses on the table, all of which he had clearly consumed himself.
Oh, no.
I sat down. We started talking. I tried to do the basic first date, get to know you questions, but he was so drunk, so it was hard to keep a regular conversation going. He ordered several more drinks and shots for himself, and I finally called him out for not even offering me a shot.
Well, yeah.
So he's just sitting there getting hammered and drinking shots and not offering her one. He then picked up his backpack. Yeah, he packed a backpack since he apparently knew he would be spending the day at the bar and started talking about Hemingway. He talked about how much he loved Hemingway and said, "Doesn't it feel like we're sitting on the street in Paris right now?" To which I replied, "No, it feels like we're sitting in a parking lot in South Minneapolis."
She's just brutally honest. "You're not going to buy me a shot. I'm going to tell you exactly where we are.
This is not Paris, sir." We talked about work, and he wasn't able to explain to me what his job was, but did let me know that he was trying to find an apartment outside of the cities closer to his job. I asked where he lived currently, and this is when I learned that he still lived with his parents.
Wow.
He shared that his parents were having a goodbye party for a friend who was moving and that I should come to the party. I politely declined and wrapped up the date, which is when he asked if I could drive him home because he doesn't have a car or a license because of his multiple DUIs.
No.
I should have said no, but I was genuinely worried that the guy wasn't going to make it home unless I drove him. So I drove him to his parents' house and they came out to my car to meet me. They brought me a beer. And I stood around the bonfire with them for a few minutes before I asked to use the restroom so I could panic text my friends. When I came out from the bathroom, he was gone and his family asked me where he went. I said, "I didn't know he left." Turns out he'd gone upstairs to his room and passed out. After a few hours after I got home, he texted me, "I want you."
Oh,
just like,
that's such a drunken text.
Yep. I did not reply. The next day, "Sheesh, I'm embarrassing," is what he wrote. Again, I did not reply. Later that day, he wrote, "Hey, was I being a total ass when we were together yesterday? My parents said that I got nasty. Once more, I chose not to reply. That was in August, and I truly thought that would be the last time I heard from him. However, in late November, at 11 on a Friday night, he texted once more, 'Look twice, boo.' I have no idea what that meant, but it still makes me laugh to this day. That was my worst date. 'Look twice, boo.'"
Those text messages are what gets me. I just feel I feel like I've definitely dated some people before where they'll get drunk and then I get a random text like, "Look twice, boo." And I'm like, what is that?
Happened?
Are you behind me right now? Do I need to turn around?
That feels like a threat.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you for that. If you have a Worst Date Wednesday story, we'd love for you to be on with us. We understand if you can't, but if you will, include your phone number. If not, just break it down. Break it down and let us laugh at your pain and your misery. You can email that to ryanshow@kdwb.com. But now it's time for a little confession. A little round of I Must Confess on KDWB.
Okay, let's talk to, is anybody in a hurry today? No spouses are in a hurry.
If we can always do Jake first, that'd be great. He's moody.
Jake's doing day trading now, so he's got to like hit the market, just time in the market. Remember, Jake, I told you it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. Don't you remember the things that I told you, Jake?
I try to. Buy high, sell low.
Buy high, sell low. Yes. And panic. Jake Fallon's going to tell you two truths and a lie. You have to determine which one is the lie. These are kind of confessions about you and her in a relationship, and we've never done this bit before, but we're going to see how it goes. Fallon, you're up first. Two truths and a lie.
I sometimes pluck hairs in your ears that don't actually need to be plucked because it brings me joy to watch the pain.
Okay, that's one. You don't have to decide yet. You can you can decide at the end of the third one.
Got it. Okay.
I once dated a guy named Zebulon. And occasionally I buy fast food and eat it in my car on the way home. Then I eat a second healthy lunch in front of you at home.
Oh, good one. Wow. So you'll stop and get like Burger King or Arby's. And then you'll go home and have like a salad or a chicken sandwich or something.
If that's the truth.
Okay.
There is one lie in here.
So she'll pluck your ear hair because it brings you pain, which brings her joy. She dated a guy named Zebulon. Or she gets fast food, then comes home and eats a salad in front of you. One of those is true.
Two are true.
Two are true. Which one is the lie?
I am secret friends with all her ex-boyfriends on Facebook, and I don't know a thing about it. A guy named Zebulon, so I'm going to go with that one.
You're wrong. My senior year boyfriend was Zebulon.
Oh, dang.
He drove a Mustang.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And his mom never shaved her armpits and would go swimming in the pool in front of everyone. They were always like, Zeb, your mom. No, my lie was I don't buy fast food, eat it in my car. If I do that, I just tell you. I'm like, I Chick-fil-A on the way home. I hate myself. I don't hoard it.
So it's true that you do pluck the ear hair because it brings you joy to see him squirm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's true that I dated a Zebulon.
But she never lies about getting fast food. She tells you the truth
about
it. I do.
Yeah. We both like have shame around food. We both tell each other.
All right, Jake. Say something sweet. Charm your wife.
I love you so much.
I was hoping for something original. Love you too.
What? Okay. Goodbye, Jake.
All right, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Jenny's boyfriend, Andrew, is coming up next. Let me tell you, your relationship is getting really kind of spicy behind the scenes because Jenny tells us every girls talk about the loving. Do you know that girls tell each other loving stories all the time, Andrew?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
So then
I hope
she'll
she
come.
Says good things about me.
She'll come in and she'll be like, so last night, Andrew said, will you do this if I do this? And I did this and he did this. And it's like, wow, Jenny, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, she told us that you were hammering out, tenderizing some chicken the other day.
Mm-hmm. And then you said you were going to hammer me like
was,
you were hammering the chicken.
Flattening chicken. I tenderizing it.
I missed the quote.
Make sure it's even.
What? Say the quote again. You told he was hammering out chicken.
He said, I'm going to hammer the chicken out like I'm going to hammer you out next week. And
did
I
you
said,
say that,
Jesus.
Andrew?
No, I said pound out this chicken.
Oh, pound out. My bad.
Like, I'm going to pound out this chicken like I'm going to pound you out next week?
Yep, that's what he said.
Okay, you know, this is what happens when you get in a relationship with a radio.
Romantic.
You are super romantic.
You are. What a gent.
Jenny has two truths and a lie that she's going to give you right now, Andrew, and you got to figure out which one is the lie.
Okay. At the beginning of us dating, I would tell you I was working later than I was, so you didn't ask me to hang out, but really I was just taking a nap.
That's one. You don't have to guess yet. Okay.
I feed your dog human food when you're not watching. Okay. And in my early 20s, I was at a pub crawl, and right after my sister made out with someone, I also made out with that same person.
Disgusting. Okay. One of those is a lie. To refresh your memory, she used to say that she was working late, so she couldn't see you. She was actually taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
She feeds your dog's human food, your dog human food. Or she made out with the same dude at a party that her sister made out with.
I feel like this is like a spoiler. They're all true.
I wonder.
B is the lie all the way.
Okay.
Which one?
B.
The dog?
Yeah. B is the lie.
He is correct.
He
does not feed her anything besides very healthy dog food, and I would never disrespect him by feeding her human food. Yeah,
I thought that one was I thought that was a truth.
No, I would never do that. Just because he's very strict with her.
But what this means is she would lie to you so she could take a nap, and also that she gets drunk and makes out with like a guy at a party that her sister was
back
just...
Back in the day.
That had to be Wisconsin.
It was Wisconsin. It was during a St. Patty's bar crawl in Milwaukee.
They have different state laws there. It's fine.
Yeah. So you say back in the day, but Jenny, that means like 2018. So how far back in the day was this?
No, it was when I was in college. I was 21. So that was a while ago.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Say something sweet to each other. Fallon and I are not here. Go ahead. You two lovebirds, do your thing.
You're so sexy. I can't wait to see you this weekend and
go beautiful.
Snowboarding.
I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to pound that out like I'm going to pound that chicken. What is it like again? I'm going to pound that chicken like I'm going to pound that what? Okay.
Andrew, I hope you don't tell your family to listen when you're on the radio. God.
He usually doesn't. He tells me not to tell them because he's like, in case something is said that I don't want them to hear, I'll like let them listen later.
I would probably say that in front of my family.
Okay.
I don't. I'm going to go ahead and say that's false. Andrew, have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye. Click. So, she's already mad at me because she's like, I'm going to stretch lab. I can't do this bit tomorrow. Well, what time's your stretch lab? 7 until 8 o'clock. I said, well, you know what? You like food on the table. You better get out of that stretch lab and come over and be on the radio and put some food on the table. How was stretch lab today?
Very short.
Because normally you go an hour. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Who stretches you? Is it the guy, the really handsome guy?
No.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's Laura.
Laura stretches you. Okay. Not that I would get jealous, but let me tell you, at Stretch Lab, they get right up there all over your body.
Dave's the one that requests the attractive guy.
I did. It was, he's so attractive. And he's young and athletic, and he was right in my face. And I was like, yeah, that feels really good.
How are you today?
It's like, oh,
okay. All right. I've got a couple of, I got two truths and a lie. And let me see if I wrote them down somewhere. Give me a second. Can you give me a second?
Good.
Here we go.
Thing.
All right.
Get together.
All right. Here we go.
How did you narrow it down?
Shut up. You know what? I don't need your attitude. Okay. Here we go. This could be a truth, could be a lie. Sometimes I let you fall asleep in your chair, and I sneak up to bed without you so I don't have to feel you kick.
It's messed up.
Next one. I have a porn site subscription that gets billed under Glass Incorporated, so you won't know that it's actually a porn site. When I started seeing you, I was still seeing my old girlfriend, Kelly. I've got three of them. I let you fall asleep in your chair so I can go upstairs by myself and go to bed without you kicking me. I got a porn site subscription that gets billed under Glass Incorporated, so you don't get upset. And when I started seeing you, I was still seeing my girlfriend, Kelly. One of those is a lie. Two of them are true.
Porn site's a lie.
Why would you guess that one?
Because I knew you were dating Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's true.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. I think because you always say, let's go up to bed. I'm going to say that one's the lie.
No, that is the truth. I do let you fall asleep sometimes in your chair and sneak up to bed so I don't have to feel you kicking, restless leg syndrome. But I don't have a porn subscription under any
nothing. Who pays for porn?
Who pays for porn, Susan? Am I right? Am I right?
So you leave her to crick her neck on a chair so can have comfortable sleep?
You bet I do. You bet I do.
Wow.
Not all the time. Not very often.
Yeah.
I agree with Dave on this one.
Oh, I know. You just admitted to lying to Andrew so you could get naps in.
Yeah.
So I know you.
We need our sleep, okay?
I would totally do it too, but I can't, trick him.
What do you got going on today? You're going to watch Ava?
No, Ava's coming to me.
Ava's coming over to Grandma's house today. She does drive. She's very accomplished for being 4 months old.
What an advanced baby.
It's crazy. All right.
All right. Say something nice and loving to each other.
We're so out of
time.
Look at the clock. Look at the clock.
We have plenty of time.
So much time.
Yeah.
Susan.
Let me hear it.
Your eyes are like great big eyes. That's taken from the Flintstones movie when Fred tried to say something romantic to Wilma.
You need to quit referencing a 30-year-old movie.
Okay, looks like somebody hung up. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Oh, don't get salty with me. Don't even get salty with me.
I can't wait.
Yeah. What? Can't wait for what?
Until the rat poison starts getting stronger in your food.
Keep eating. Keep it.
Have another bite.
It's got a funny aftertaste. Just keep eating. Okay, bye.
Let me do the two truths and a lie. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, well, we can do that next week. Next week, that's our plan for you to do two truths and a lie. So I'll talk to you next week, but not before then. Bye.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Dave Ryan, The Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. Have you missed a little thing we like to call then stay on this show? I'll stop howling now.
I have missed it so incredibly much. Found, well, do you want to kick it off?
I would love to kick it off. Okay. I want to vent about pillows, okay? Because you buy a pillow for your big oversized head, and they swear it's like, oh, this is perfect for you. You'll never need another pillow again. It's BS. I can't find a pillow that works for my neck. I've spent tens of twenties of dollars on pillows for them to never work for me. I wake up with a cricked neck every day, and I'm sick of it. Why can't we just find a pillow that works universally?
I agree with you on that one.
Jenny, you have a vent?
I do. I don't understand people who slurp. Why do you have to slurp your food? Why can't you put it into your mouth hole?
Oh, God.
Chomp it if you got to chomp it a little bit, and you swallow. What is the necessity to go?
You do know that we work with the most annoying slurper of all time.
David Ryan.
He is so annoying with it.
I know
And
that.
If we were anywhere else in the world, like, and anyone else did it, like, in public, he would be so appalled.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the worst. He slurps everything. His coffee, his soup, anything he heats up, it drives me insane.
And I can't comprehend that. Like, why do you have to slurp it first? Is that giving you more taste? Is there more flavor in your slurp until
he'll
it gets
say it's hot
mouth?
He says it's hot, or then and then if I'm like, I don't care, then wait for it to cool or blow it. He'll say in some cultures it's like a compliment. I'm like, you're not there, you're here. And so no. And also, if you have a vent, and I know you have one, you've been waiting for this moment to get it off your chest, you can text it in to 53921 KDWB1. Or you can call 651-989-KDWB. But don't worry, we put this up on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show Facebook page last night to get a head start on these vents. And I'd like to start with the one that said that our morning show sucks lately. Shout out.
Well, there were a couple.
Jamie, my rent was raised from $1,400 to $1,700 plus utilities for a two-bedroom. So we're getting out of here. That's a big increase.
It is, but I went through that a couple years ago because my apartment complex had gotten bought by a new company and they were doing a bunch of stuff to it. Nothing to my personal apartment, just to the hallways, basically.
So it affects you. I haven't rented in so long that I went to help, like, I was helping my mom look for a place to rent.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to find, like, something affordable. Like, if you don't make pretty good money, like, good luck finding somewhere decent to live. Goodness.
Okay, really quickly, speaking of that, Stacy said, how much rent and to purchase a house has gone up so much? How does a single person supposed to live on their own nowadays? I agree with that, because basically, if you're single and you want to rent a one-bedroom apartment, you have to sell your left arm in order to afford it nowadays. If you're a couple, it's not so bad, but then you're also crammed in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yep.
Ugh.
Laura says, my kitten taught himself how to get into the effing cupboards. He squeezes in, door shuts, then pretends he's too stupid to get out. So he whines inside or slaps the door repeatedly. It's a real treat at 2 to 3 a.m.
Lynn says, I am annoyed with Disney Plus and Paramount for adding new shows, but only doing one episode a week.
It's a good vent. I mean, we are all spoiled. I mean, literally, we're so used to binging shows.
Right.
It's a spoil situation. Call us with yours, by the way. Just a reminder, 651-989-KDWB. Megan says, my significant other who tells me that my work isn't as hard as his because I'm working from home and he's not. What he doesn't realize is how isolated I've been since I started working from home. Yes, I'm very grateful my employer has allowed me to work from home. I haven't seen my coworkers in person in almost 6 months, and it's really hard.
We got a text that says COVID vaccine websites are constantly crashing. Just let me get a shot in my arm.
Tina was literally just going back and forth with herself, like, do I want to go to Vadnais Heights for an appointment or not? Tracy says pet owners and how they're treating vet professionals. Your 9-week-old puppy doesn't have an emergency UTI, Karen. This bone cancer dog who needs to say his final goodbyes to his family is an emergency.
Yeah. I have to do this one personally because it has affected me in my life prior. Emily says, people that stay at a restaurant pass closing time.
Oh.
We want to get out of there. And what a lot of people don't know is that servers have to do a lot of work to clean up their tables after a table leaves before they can leave for their shift. So when you're sitting there until 11 p.m. and it closed at 10, I'm waiting for you to leave. And then I have to deep clean that table basically for me to leave my shift.
Yeah.
Get out of my restaurant.
Oh, God. Sandy says, everyone over age 16 is supposed to be eligible for the vaccine, but, oh, we already said that one. All the websites are basically, that's a similar one. Eligible vaccine line jumpers are lying about their exceptions to get one. It irks me to the core. And, I mean, I have a bunch that I put this on my Instagram as well. I think we have a call on the phone, too. Stay-at-home mom life. I love my kids, but it's hard. Someone else messaged, my toddler won't stop talking to me.
Oh.
Here's one. I hate being left out. Even if I'm busy, I like being invited to things.
Yeah. Just invite me. I don't have to come.
Yeah.
But I would like the invite.
Well, I do say if it does get to a point where if you say no enough, you do start losing invite privileges.
That's very true. That's why Dave doesn't get invited anywhere anymore.
Oh, wow. Cold-blooded. This one says, my toddler just bit me so hard through my shirt, so hard that I have dental imprints. WTF, bro.
We've got Tracy on the phone. Tracy, what do you have to say?
I'm a veterinary technician, and COVID has definitely affected the veterinary field, and it has caused many owners to find their pets non-emergency and emergency, like an ear infection or a UTI.
Yeah.
It takes precedence over a pet who needs to be put to sleep and needs to be with his family.
Aww.
And we get yelled at. And I totally understand that your pet is your baby and is a part of your family, but so is the pet who's dying down in our room.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now, how often are you getting yelled at?
Oh, daily. COVID has definitely affected the craziness.
Yeah.
We love our job, and there's nothing else that any veterinary professional wants to do. But we have been dealing with a lot lately. The veterinary suicide rate has skyrocketed lately. There's been 7 deaths in the field alone in the past month.
Oh, wow. All right. So, well, I don't want to cut you off, but I am so sorry. I'm just a reminder. We all love our pets so much, but remember the people taking care of them, they have feelings, mm-hmm. and they are going through a lot too. So be kind to them. Yeah. And then we're going to end Vince Day on this one. I'm sad my rebound was way worse in bed than my ex.
Oh.
Oh, it's no. Vince Day on KDWB.
It's not spring until you hear Fallon complain about her thighs chafing. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB.
Did you write that one, Jenny? About my thighs chafing?
Yeah. No, I actually didn't. Okay. I think you wrote it.
No, I didn't.
Oh, then Dave did.
Deductive reasoning. He's not wrong. Side note, use Mega Babe Thigh Rescue. You're welcome in advance. It's the Dave Ryan the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. I'm Fallon. Web girl Tina's joining us to play Think Fast.
You're right.
She has zero excitement for it. And Jenny also has no. Jenny, you guys need to pump it up for Think Fast.
Pump it up. I'm standing up, so I'm pumped up now.
You're ready.
I thought I was using my excited voice, but I guess I wasn't.
That's your excited voice then. Okay, we're clearing that up. Dave's on vacation this week. He is back on Monday, but we play Think Fast on Wednesday, so here we go. How the game works is I will read a category like name a lake that starts with a W, and then you have to name a lake the fastest to get the point. 1 to 7 wins.
Okay.
Quit trying to cheat, Tina.
Yeah,
Tina. How would I cheat?
I can't see
your computer screen.
Are you guys ready?
I guess.
No. But yes.
A TikTok trend that starts with an S.
Saweetie something.
I was going to, I'm allowing it to be savage. Dance and
that's
everything.
That's what I was doing, the savage motions with my body.
You
Does
did,
that
but
count?
No, you cannot. I'm sorry. It's not charades.
I would have won, though, if it was.
A previous KDWB DJ starting with an A. You two suck.
Angie Taylor.
Yeah, it's way delayed. Way delayed.
See, Jenny and I are a pretty even match for this game, I think.
I'm worried.
I couldn't think of anyone because I kept thinking of Lucas, the old afternoon guy.
That would be tough. It doesn't start with an A.
Somewhere in Chicago, Angie's pissed because you didn't think of her, for the record.
I did think of her.
A salad dressing starting with a B.
Balsamic.
First, you didn't give me a point for Angie Taylor.
You didn't get
you
it.
You took way too long.
It's called Think Fast.
I did think as fast as I could.
But that doesn't count. I'm sorry. That's
how it works, Tina.
Yeah, you don't get the point.
I feel like I should, but okay.
Balsamic is correct. Would have also accepted blue cheese, even though it's disgusting.
Okay.
A sit-down chain restaurant starting with a C.
I'm so bad at this.
This is the worst round.
Chili's,
game. Yes. Chili's. Yes, but it is way too late.
Oh, man.
I don't know the last
I just
time.
Read an article or a
this
story
is so
about.
Concerning.
I just read a story about TGI Fridays.
I was thinking Red Lobster.
All I could think about was that in my head.
I get it.
Yeah.
I think Olive Garden would have come to my mind too, so I get it. I have those moments where a letter is said, before the letter is said, you have one in your head and you can't get away from it, but the score is still 1-0. I don't know if I have enough questions. I have 20. A type of beer starting with an M.
Miller Lite.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I did it.
Would have accepted Michelob. Okay. Delightful Bev, just not a beer. An appetizer starting with an M.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yes. It's 2-1. A souvenir you get on a trip starting with an S.
Snow globe.
Sure. What if it's a shirt? Tina. Tina's on one now.
Yeah. I feel like I'm really ramping up.
You got your groove. Something you bring on vacation starting with an H.
Pad.
Yeah.
Hamper. That's what came to my mind. Hamper.
You could. Some people do their laundry on vacation.
I would not have accepted hamper.
Yeah, but they got the soft, like mesh ones.
You wouldn't bring that.
I just got a laundry
though.
Bag. Yeah. And no way would I have given her
That's
hamper.
That's why I didn't say it.
Okay.
That's all I had.
It's 4-1. A type of dog that starts with a B.
Bernese Mountain Dog.
Yes.
Wow. That's a big word to say fast.
She did it, though. How are you doing on this game? Would you have already won this game? Text me 53921.
Yeah, definitely.
A candy bar starting with an A.
Almond Joy.
Yep.
I couldn't remember what it's called. Those are disgusting.
Tina needs 2 more points to win this. But Jenny, you can come back.
I'm aware.
You can come back. Oh,
I'm aware.
She's heating. She's heating. Jenny's a very competitive person. Except an Easter candy starting with a C.
Cadbury eggs.
Yes, Jenny. Oh.
Those are so good.
I have to be honest with you. I do feel like even your answers, when they're faster, they're still fast. Slow.
They're very slow.
It's very weird. This game feels very slow today.
It was.
For Think Fast.
Tina got Snow Globe very fast, but outside of that, no, it's been very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. A state fair food starting with a P.
Pronto
Pickles.
Pop.
Yes, Tina.
Okay, that's fine.
This is game point for Tina. A Britney Spears song that starts with an S.
Stronger.
You definitely had that in your mind. You had S in your mind.
Yeah,
didn't
sure
you?
Did.
Really?
Sure did.
I was Snow Globe and Stronger. Say, oops, I did it again. I don't know why I had O in my head.
Slave for You would have also been accepted as the one I actually thought of.
It's called I'm a Slave for You.
That's
I would have accepted
true.
That. I would
no,
have,
you
I would have said Slave for You, comma I'm.
No, that is not.
That's what I had in my mind.
Do you want to do a couple quick
I
ones
will.
For listeners?
If you want to play along, although you've had plenty of ample of time to play along with these previous categories. Okay, a ride at Valley Fair starting with an S. What is it?
Steel Venom.
Thank you, Tina.
I didn't know. I've been there once.
Also, we do hear the buzzing.
Yeah.
It's like a crackle.
It's a crackle. Some people have texted in about it, and I emailed our engineering, so I don't know what to do. My apologies. Next one. Something you bring to the pool starting with a D. Any guesses?
Dinosaur.
Dat Bute.
I will accept inflatable.
I will accept both. They were both good answers. No, they weren't. A type of workout starting with a P. Nope.
Pelvic thrusting.
That's what I did.
But also Pilates.
Peloton.
Yeah. Yes.
But pelvic thrusting, definitely number one.
All right. Well, that's all for that game. You two have ruined that game for... Or actually, you know what? You made that game better at the end. So it was pretty rough. So, coming up, and you can't make this stuff up. Let's just get to that here in a second. I, as the sports person on the show, the person who knows about sports, I do have an update.
Mm-hmm. Sports ball.
I have an update on the sports ball, the NFL, what they're going to do this season. Don't worry. I got you covered on your sports. Also, I want to direct your attention. If you go to kdwb.com, I posted a random set of videos of this guy doing dramatic readings, and we'll actually play some of them for you. But they're dramatic readings of like the Friends theme song, a dramatic reading of the Scooby-Doo theme song, and we'll cover those and more coming up. And you can't make this stuff up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers. The NFL will play 17 games. That's your sports update here on KDWB.
Well, as the sports person on the show, what do they normally play?
They normally play 37 games.
It's on her screen. She cheated.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. 37 seems like a lot considering the season only lasts a few months and there's only 52 weeks in a year.
They play more than one game a week, Jenny.
They don't.
Monday,
I don't
Sundays.
Think that's good for the athletes, though, because they have to recover from each game.
Tell that to baseball. That to baseball.
So 37 games they'd normally play, and now they're down to 17. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a vacation for the NFL players, then.
They had to cut it down, Jenny.
Yeah. See, I had heard that they played 16 games.
And now they're at 17?
That's what I had heard.
So they gained games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that wrong. It wasn't 16. Okay. It was always 37 games. Okay. And now they've like brought it down to 17.
I trust you as the sports ball person on this show. Thank you. You're giving us the correct information. So thank you for that, Fallon.
I believe Fallon.
Can we agree that it feels like 37 and not 16, though?
Yes. No, because good I love God. Football.
That's because football. There's like 7 games a week. It's not the same team.
It feels like it lasts for 18 years.
I agree.
That's not true. The football season's the best
season of the year. I'm sorry, we're out of time, Jenny. I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Fine. Go, Pat, go.
How dare you do that on the show? We are a Viking station.
You guys never let me speak when you talk ish about me, so I have to speak
about
out.
You?
We never
were talking about you.
We talk ish about me being from Wisconsin and being a Packer fan, so I had to throw it out there one time.
I can confirm I really don't spend a lot of time doing that because I just don't care about
Pack. You don't do it on the air, you mean?
Off the air, I'm just sitting around. Can you imagine? I'm in the kitchen at work. I'm like, ugh, Jenny's a Packers fan. I hate her so much.
Jenna.
Can you imagine being a Packers fan?
Head.
Literally never, ever, Jenny. Okay, I do. But I do it to your face if I do it, right?
That is true.
We have these up at DaveRyanShow.com. It's just comedy. It's a dramatic reading of the Friends theme song. This is the comedian David Urie, by the way.
So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. And it hasn't been your day, even your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall. I'll be there for you like I've been there before. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
He stole that bit from me. That was my idea first. Remember, I had the bit idea to do a slam poetry reading of rap songs, and he basically just made that into theme songs of his own.
I do remember you having
baby
an idea.
Baby got butts, and I cannot lie. Or baby got butts.
Baby got baby butts.
They
new song.
Do technically.
That's a different baby song. Got back.
Baby,
and I cannot
babies
lie.
Babies do have butts.
They do have butts.
They have butts. They're so cute. They're very pinchable. Jenny, that's a little bit of a stretch.
It's true. Okay. You know that we did that bit where we had to pitch bit ideas.
We did. I remember.
And everyone voted for mine, and then we did it.
No, everyone voted for mine, which was a stranger's pimple to win.
I'd do it.
Nobody voted for that one. No, Dave actually left the room when you started talking about it.
He wouldn't even let me finish. Yeah. It was very upsetting. And here he is doing a dramatic reading of the Scooby-Doo theme song. Jenny's idea.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo. Where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you. Now. Come on, Scooby-Doo. I see you pretending you got a sliver, but you're not fooling me. Because I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know, we got a mystery to solve. So, Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're going to have yourself a Scooby snack.
Sounds like he wants to murder Scooby. Yeah.
He does. It sounds
Scooby Doo.
I didn't like that one.
Where are you?
I'm gonna get you. You can see there's a third one too. You can see him at DaveRyanShow.com if you want to see what this guy looks like doing his dramatic readings. We're big Game of Thrones fans, the three of us. See, yes. Dave isn't here. Dave would normally be like, I hate wizards. And I'm like, there aren't wizards on the show. And he's like, I don't care. I hate dragons. And I'm like, well, there were dragons.
There was a witch.
But you know, so there's exciting news. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, they're about to launch something new and exciting in 2023. Tina, you and I will especially be excited. I'm interested to see what Jenny thinks about this. Mm-hmm. It's coming up next on Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
It's Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
In just a few minutes, we're going to have your chance to double your stimulus. So make sure you're hanging out for that. $1,400 can be yours. We'll give you the keyword that you text in, and you'll be all set. So the Game of Thrones, they're working on turning it into a Broadway.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the show itself had an amazing score. Had great music, fantastic. So I think that would go well, but I would be curious to see how they do it. But they're saying it's expected to launch in 2023. It says, unlike some of the prequels that are in the works, this one takes place only 16 years before the events of the books and the TV series. So that means the return of several characters you're actually familiar with, including some of the dead ones.
I can't. I don't want Joffrey ever again in anything.
Well, if it was 16 years before.
Oh, that's true. That's he would have maybe not
no
been
Joffrey.
Born. Okay, that's a good point.
Joffrey was like the most evil character in the entire show, and he's a child, and it's just terrible. I mean, I guess he technically is an adult at the end when he's...
Was he?
Was he technically?
I think he was still only like 16.
Okay, yeah. You're probably right. Yeah.
I would go see that. Where you were wondering what my reaction would be to that.
Yeah.
Because you said that you're all about and Tina would be. I would. I love musicals.
Yeah.
Love it. And I loved Game of Thrones.
I love musicals too. I thought about getting like the season tickets they have for here, like for their Broadway shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I live too far away for that.
Yeah.
I can't be going in town on a Thursday night.
Going
Are you
all the
nuts?
Way into town?
Are you nuts? I'd have to leave at intermission to get home by a decent hour.
Yeah.
Grow up, Jenny.
Right. Well, what I am doing right now, though, is I'm working on my 6-pack.
You are?
Yeah. I've been working on it for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've got about 2 packs of beer in there, and then I'm just, it's not even close to happening. But the reason I'm doing that is because I just found out how much LA Beach lifeguards make.
Yeah.
I would like to be an LA Beach lifeguard. Take a wild guess.
LA Beach lifeguard. It's not an easy job. They work hard. I've like actually seen it. I'm going to guess they make $50,000 a year.
I think it's more than that because LA is.
Oh, yeah. LA is
like
pricey.
85.
You both are so wrong. $400,000.
What are they? Do they work like a regular like 9-to-5 kind of job then?
I believe so because it's during like there are hours that they don't allow people to be swimming at the beach. At least the signs say
that.
Yeah,
but I would guess they have to work a lot of weekends.
That's true. But I mean, I would be okay when you're living in LA and you have access to beautiful things like the beach and hikes and stuff like that. Do you really care if your weekends are free or not?
Jenny, you have that life here in Minnesota. You have access to beautiful hikes and beaches. Yes, you do.
No,
and
yeah, for 2 months
out of the year. And your pollution level is far lower.
No, because I would probably be a biker if I was living in LA.
You'd be a rollerblader.
Well, that too. I would be one of those like old school rollerbladers, not the ones that like the skates, the roller skates.
Skates, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, according to a recent report in Forbes, it's at the top ones, so I guess you probably have to work your way up.
So you're David Hasselhoff's.
Lifeguards, yes.
And you're Pam Anderson's. Okay.
Man, if I could look like Pam Anderson on a beach in a one-piece suit.
You kind of would, I think, actually.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Yeah, right. Body parts would not fit into suits like that. There's no part of my butt that would fit into one of those suits that the girls on Baywatch
would. I don't think their butts fit into those suits
That's
either.
The point. No, they're not supposed to.
Theirs looked nice. Mine would be cutting off circulation of cheeks because that's what they went to because I got a lot of packaging back there.
Packaging, then.
Yes.
Packaging. 7 weeks after the debut of the documentary Framing Britney Spears, she responded with a twirling video on her Instagram to the Aerosmith song Crazy. And she said, yes, I did watch snippets of the documentary. I was embarrassed by the light they put me in. I cried for 2 weeks. I still cry sometimes. But everyone always says she doesn't write her own captions, so they don't even think that that was from her. Who even knows? I just have no idea what's going on with her. I hope she does get the conservatorship changed over like she wants to.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is going to replace Nick Jonas on The Voice for the next season. And also really disturbing surveillance footage came out of Quavo and Saweetie. Said that weird. It's leaked showing a physical altercation between them in an elevator at her North Hollywood apartment complex. And yeah, it happened sometime in 2020, months before they publicly announced their split. But after, if you've seen it, and even just hearing about it, I mean, thank God they split up because that is clearly an unhealthy relationship if that's what they're going through.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Not good. That's it for Dave's Dirt. We're going to come back with your keyword to double your stimulus. And also a little bit of worst day, or actually going to Winning Song Wednesday. Yeah. We're going to kick it off with Winning Song Wednesday. This is where the three of us, it's not like mixtape game, we don't argue. We're each going to pick a throwback song, and then you get to vote on which one you actually want to hear us play. I picked a decent one today, guys.
I did too.
I feel good about mine.
All right, well then I don't feel as good about mine since you guys feel so confident. It's coming up next. Oh, it's time to win $1,400 cash. I've been secretly, not secretly, but we have like a staff one going on. And your girl is entering the keyword every single day trying to win that cash. So I understand it. I have this dream to get like a bunch of flowers to put in flower pots on my patio. Mm-hmm. And then I'll kill in like a week.
No, if they're on your patio, you have more hope for them. They're not houseplants.
Will the deer eat them?
That's, I don't know. The deer are very, very hungry, and they eat everything.
Do they get that close to your house?
They get all around my house. They use my yard. Like, you know how, like, my Dolly will go out and lay in a patch of snow, my dog, or she'll lay on a sun patch. The deer do the same thing in my yard. It's very cute, and also I'm like, you're a little too cozy, buddy. But I feel like, you know, I don't want to spend that amount of money to just kill everything, because I guarantee we'll kill it. Like, there's no chance it'll live. Mm-hmm. It will die. Even if I water it, it'll be too much water. So there's your garden corner. But that's what I would spend my $1,400 on.
I would spend it. Unfortunately, I have to be lame, but it would be going to my savings account because I'm trying to buy a condo or that's a townhome or something, and I need money for a down payment. So this money needs to go to that if I could ever win it.
Listen, I'm going to Disney World in like a month, and I need new wardrobe, guys. New wardrobe. I need shorts. I need bike shorts. I need more Mickey t-shirts. I need new sneakers.
Are you trying to impress Mickey Mouse?
I'm trying to get a gram. I need Gare Bear to get ready to get a gram of me.
So you mean you need pictures for your Instagram is what you're saying?
That's what I said. I said get a gram.
Okay. She did say it.
I just wanted to clarify what get a gram means. Because that could mean I wanted to get some graham crackers.
Oh, they love graham crackers too.
And I just wanted to understand. So Gary is now your photographer, your father? Well, I thought Deb was.
Well, it's just me and Gare Bear on this trip. Oh, okay. Dad-daughter trip.
So now your dad has to be your Instagram photographer?
He has taken one for me before, and it did quite well, but
she yells at them and makes them retake it.
No, it was,
there was a ground one you made them retake like 10 times.
No, that was my mom, because she doesn't care. She just takes them. She's a great photographer. No, I did one with me with, I was wearing Mickey ears, and I had my dad stand behind me, get a photo of my Mickey ears in the castle in portrait mode.
Yes.
But I fully, like you do for Andrew, Jenny, I fully had to set it up for him, and then he took it great. So I think as long as I just say exactly what he needs to do, it can happen.
Do you have an idea for what you want for this trip image?
No, and that's going to be the problem. Because my mom, I just hand her her phone. She's such a good sport about it, and she just sits there and taps a bunch and then hands me my phone back. It's great.
Oh, God.
Anyone who is out there who dreams of having that Instagram partner who will take beautiful photos for you, this is my tip for you. This is what I did for my boyfriend on our West Coast trip. I would take a picture of him first and set him precisely where I wanted, the landscape exactly where I wanted, so that I could have him look at that picture as a reference to figure out how to do that same picture for me, so that it's not just like he takes a bunch, you go look at them, no, you didn't do it at all how I wanted, and then you go back and you take a bunch more. Anyways, these are really ridiculous issues, if you want to call them, to have when you don't get the right Instagram photo. But it is something that we all deal with, I think.
It is to a degree. I do deal with it a lot less now because I hate myself in photos at this point in my life. So I would rather not be in them. And I can always tell when Jake's trying to like grab a candid. And it's always when I'm like hunched. I'm like bent over. So I got a wide spread on the keister. And I'm like, baby girl, you got to get me at a different angle. You know, I can't be widespread, and that is not a photo that I want as a memory of me with Olive. You know what I mean? Like, pull it back.
Jake has a great camera and does take really nice photos.
He doesn't use that camera. He uses his iPhone, and he is like, his phone, I'm pretty sure, is just full of gullet shots of me. Like, double neck. Vanessa is what I call her. She is out loud and proud in all of his photos. I haven't said the keyword yet, by the way.
We got off topic.
I would like to win money.
It's double. You text the word double to 200-200 standard message rates and data, blah, 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 apply. I always say it every time because I don't know the exact proper term I'm supposed to say.
That's fine. I think that works, though.
So you text double to 200-200. I agree, though, that I want occasionally good photos. And I feel like Jake is just more photogenic than me. So I can take a picture of him at any angle, and it's like a beautiful family moment of him and Olive. But me, I'm like, well, why did you have to take a picture of the one day I'm wearing sweatpants? And he's like, you wear sweatpants every day. I'm like, you're right. You're right.
To be fair, I took a beautiful photo of you recently and you hated it.
I did.
I thought it was one of the best photos I've ever taken with you. So I just, you can't win.
You can't win with me. You're right.
My favorite photo I have of Fallon in my camera roll was right before she went on maternity leave. She took my phone and how the lock screen just, you can still take pictures on it.
Yeah.
She pulled her t-shirt down slightly. And took a nice old pic of her cleavage. And I was like, saving this.
Pre-pregnancy cleavage?
That's
right before engorged. She had Olive.
That is an engorged cleavage picture. I'm sorry, and I'm also not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Are you guys ready for a winning song Wednesday?
I'm ready. Born ready.
All right, so we're each going to pick a song, and we're going to take calls, the first person to get three votes will play their song. So, Jenny, what do you have?
Okay, so I heard this at the gym when I was working out last week, and I forgot about it. So I went with Christina Milian's AM to PM. From the front to the back, let's go. Christina Milian.
This just unlocked a memory that I forgot that I had.
I do not remember this song at all. I feel like I remember there had to be one Christina Milian song I know.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. But I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah. I think there was, I used to get Christina Milian and Sierra confused because their music was kind of similar, but Sierra had all the hits.
Mm-hmm. But poor Christina.
Christina had like probably three that were decent hits, and that was one of them.
I went a very different direction. I went with a classic group known by the Gin Blossoms and a little Hey Jealousy. Hey Jealousy. Hey Jealousy. Hey Jealousy. My friend in college, it was Chelsea, and she liked to sing Hey Chelsea, and I hated it.
There weren't enough, what's it called? Not
hand claps? What are you doing?
No, the beats to a word.
Syllables. Chelsea.
Syllables.
Yes.
I was thinking synonyms.
No.
And I was like, that's not right.
That's all right.
I hate when I can't think of a word. Tina, what do you have?
I took a look outside today, and it is sunny and beautiful.
And cold.
I didn't say, I said I looked outside. I said I looked outside to the sun. And I was like, you know what I need? I need a song for my soul, my beautiful soul. Jenny?
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. You're the one I want to chase. You're the one I want to hold.
All right. You've heard them all now, so you need to call and tell us which song you want to hear the full song. And the first one to three wins at 651-989-KDWB. And we're going to play it. So we have to wait for the calls to come in.
Yeah, as soon as they start calling. So once again, just a reminder, Jenny had AM to PM. From the front to the back, let's go. Hear this. Fallon had
Gin Blossoms. Jealousy.
And Tina and her beautiful soul had this.
I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go away. I want you and your beautiful soul.
All right, here
we
go.
We got the calls coming in. Are you ready?
And I like this. We have to take them live because usually Jenny screens them to make sure she wins. And so this is live.
I've won the last few weeks. Okay.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
KDWB, who are you voting for on Winning Song Wednesday?
I am voting for Tina.
Tina's got one vote. All right, thank you.
It sounds like it's our phone lines.
I know.
They're super buzzed.
KDWB, who's this? Hello? KDWB, who's this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, who are you voting for on Winning Song Wednesday?
My first true love, Jesse McCartney.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I might be taking this one. All right, thanks, Crystal.
Thanks, Crystal. Only one more vote needed.
You
too. For Tina. Wow, Tina.
Thank you.
Pulling through.
Okay, KDWB, who's this?
Hello?
Oh, who is this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Raya.
All right, Raya, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Jenny.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm on the board. I'm on the board. All right, thank you,
Raya. God, Gin Blossoms really not filling it today. Yikes.
KDWB, who's this?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Who are you voting for?
Jenny's AM.
Yes!
Oh, my God. We have a tie. Oh, my God. This could be a tiebreaker.
Thanks, Jessica.
Or like a phoenix, will I rise from the ashes?
All right, here we go. Okay. KDWB.
Yeah, sorry, Jenny. Hi, who's this? Hello? Tell you what, our phones are sketched today. Hello, KDWB.
Hi, guys.
Hey, who is this?
This is Bella.
Bella? It's all on your shoulders, possibly. Who are you voting for today?
I'm confident. I am voting for Tina.
Yay! Oh, Tina's the winner. Oh, my gosh. There's Bella.
Thank you, Bella.
Have a good day. Thank you. I will have a good day.
I had to cut her off because she didn't choose me.
Wow. I wouldn't have cut you off, Bella. I'm going to be honest with you.
Bella, I'm so sorry.
See what happens when Jenny doesn't screen the phone calls?
I feel
fairness happens. That's what happens.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I still get two votes and you got zero? I believe.
Jenny, people weren't, I can't be the winner every week.
Oh, every week?
All right, we're going to come back. We'll play Tina's full song, Jesse McCartney, Beautiful Soul. Actually, we'll do it right now.
Right now, yeah.
Right now. Oh, yes. You're welcome. Here we go. Here we go. It's time for Fallonies on KDWB.
Woo!
Every time we, right before we turn the mics on.
Yeah, it's questionable.
When Dave is here, too, it is like we always are laughing because you just, I'm like always afraid Jenny's going to sneak turn the microphone on a little bit too early. Dave will be back.
Saying something.
No kidding. Dave will be back on Monday. Just throwing that out there. And then it'll still be dangerously sketchy off the air.
But we are doing Fallonies brought to you by
Country Hearth Bread.
Yeah.
And that's why you listen to the Minnesota Goodbye, by the way, because then you can get the unfiltered version of what's going on. So this is crazy. I didn't realize Pokemon cards were still such a hot commodity. But there's a 28-year-old guy in Tokyo, and last week he broke into a trading card store on the top floor of a 6-story building. So he climbed on the roof, tied a piece of rope to the railing, and dropped it over the side. Then he used the rope to rappel down the side of the building about 16 feet with no safety harness, broke the window of the store, went inside, and he did all of this to steal Pokemon cards, not even the most valuable ones. He got away with about $9,100 worth of cards, plus $2,400 in cash, which isn't terrible. It's like $11,000, whatever-ish. The cops caught him after they looked through some security camera footage and identified him. He told them he stole the cards to pay off a debt and, quote, I was in my high school's rock climbing club, so I wasn't afraid of heights. I'm impressed that a high school has a rock climbing club, honestly.
We had a rock climbing wall in our elementary school that was built right when I was leaving, basically, yeah, but it was really small.
Went along the wall. You climbed, like, sideways?
No, you could climb higher up, but it was basically the height of a ceiling. Like, well, I guess it wasn't a gym. I don't know. It was not that high.
I've just given up the thought of, in general, have, like, my school just would never have any of these things. They finally got a radio station in the school way after I graduated. And no one even uses it because they don't have an instructor anymore.
Oh.
So, yeah. The one,
just
like,
throw the kids in there and be like, turn the mics on. Here you go.
And there were no kids. Honestly, there were very few kids that were interested in it either. Sad. The cops in Michigan spotted a car on the shoulder of the highway last Friday when with its lights off. When they walked up to the car, they saw the guy in the front seat try to duck out of sight. The cops were like, okay, what's your name? So he's like, I got to give him a fake name. So he gave them a fake name. The cops didn't know that, so then they go and they run the name. Turns out the actual person had felony warrants, so this guy was arrested anyway. And when the cops searched him, they did find that he had 27 grams of meth on him. When they got to jail, they took his fingerprints and figured out his real identity. He's facing charges for meth possession, lying to an officer during a felony, and more. And there are your felonies. Don't forget, we have your chance to double your stimulus. We won't get off on a tangent this time. I'll just quickly tell you the keyword is double. You text that into 200-200. And again, the keyword is double. It's for $1,400. The burglars and the like people who are going after celebrities right now are crazy. The latest one, a woman is found wielding a knife on this rapper's property. Luckily, they found him in time. And more bombshells from part 3 of Demi Lovato's documentary. We'll cover all of that coming up next.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
This is so weird to me. Did you know that Google Maps can guide you inside of buildings too?
No. All I've ever seen is like the street view.
Yeah, same thing.
Closest.
Well, it's going to be a new thing, I guess, but they're making some changes to directions in Google Maps, including a new tool that helps you with indoor navigation. The feature gives you real-time directions when you're inside airports, transit stations, and malls. You just hold your phone up, you point your camera, and you follow the arrow and icons pointing you where to go.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's so nice. Because think about how many times you've been in the airport, and you're like, oh, man, I'm just craving this type of food. You're like, maybe it's at this terminal. You can look up and see what terminal it's in, sure. Yeah. But then also, Mall of America has the kiosks and different things. They have maps you can look at online, but that's just, I'm such a visual person.
Me too.
That would help me so much. And as someone who's lived here for 9 years and still Google Maps how to get everywhere, it's really pathetic.
I think a lot of people too follow that trait though of you, Fallon, because there's also a study out there right now that people are spending so much time scrolling social media for travel ideas in the past year since we haven't been able to travel,
yeah,
obviously. that it's gotten to the point where if the average is about 29 minutes a day, people have been admiring travel ideas.
Yeah.
That it's added up to about 176 hours over the course of the last year that you've been daydreaming about travel and looking for ideas. And I am so guilty. My entire TikTok saved videos, mm-hmm. I would say 80% are travel ones.
That's crazy. I love traveling, obviously. I'm looking forward to doing more of it at some point. And I don't save it. I don't see a lot of those, I guess, because I must not be on my page. But I'm like, I want to check some of those. I'll save them occasionally when I see them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know I'll forget this.
There's just so many that are like the five best road trips to do in the United States, or specific ones about, like, I know I have one, say, for Utah, because I'd love to go to Zion National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. I was like, 2020 was the year I had said at the beginning, Tina might remember this, that I wanted to take a trip out of the country.
Yep.
Because the only...
She's never been.
Well,
what a bad year.
I did go to Mexico.
Okay, yeah. But that's not, you know.
The only reason I got to go on that trip was because my girlfriend won it through work, and all we did was stay at the resort, drink, and eat the entire time.
Yep.
So it wasn't really like... a cultural experience.
Yeah.
So I have been saving a lot of things because I dream about going to New Zealand or Switzerland.
Yeah.
Oh, the Switzerland TikToks. That's like a whole lifestyle.
Switzerland's expensive, though.
I believe that.
It's beautiful.
So gorgeous.
Okay, I'm going on Switzerland TikTok immediately.
Do it.
God. Demi Lovato's third episode of her documentary came out. And it's on YouTube. It's free. They're like 20 minutes long, the episodes. So I watched the first two. I'll probably watch this one. But she did confess to returning to her drug dealer after she completed rehab. Rather than confront him about sexually assaulting her, she relapsed on heroin. She admitted, quote, I wanted to rewrite his choice of violating me. He also had something that I wanted, which were drugs. And I ended up getting high. Her newly signed manager, Scooter Braun, could hardly believe his ears when Demi came to him with the honest truth. Rather than fire her, he stayed on to ensure she didn't fall into the wrong hands. Scooter is one of the documentary producers. He also arranged for Demi to make a triumph return at the 2020 Grammys. She sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and she was on a career rebound just as the pandemic struck, as you know, which, I mean, I don't know.
Have you guys been watching that, The Dancing with the Devil?
I watched the first two episodes.
Okay. I watched the third one yesterday.
What do you think of it so far?
I think it's really well done, and I do appreciate that they're going into it with, like, complete transparency. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really nice, because I feel like we've seen stuff like this before. Excuse me. And you can always tell they're holding back.
Yeah.
But they're really, they're just all going for it.
It has millions of views. My question is, because Dave just doesn't even like talking about it at all, because he gets so annoyed with her that she gets any. And I'm to the point where, like, I watch it, but I'm also like, how many more times does she get to do documentaries and stuff?
Yeah.
But I also understand that it's pretty eye-opening to people.
Yeah, I would say that. I think that it's important for her to get information out there and explain what had happened to her and, like, the trauma that she had as a child. But I do see Dave's point of view of, you know, she is a role model for young people, and she does have the resources to have gotten away from stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that addiction is something that, like, well, is it genetic to some people?
It can be, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to consider that instead of just assuming they have the resources, so they should have been able to avoid.
Yeah.
Just because they have the resources doesn't mean they take them.
Well, exactly.
Right. And that they actually talk about that in this last episode, about how when she went to rehab, she didn't want to be there. And her therapist was like, who's paying for this? Is someone else paying for it? And she's like, no, I am. And he's like, then you can leave.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's interesting.
It is. Drake, he's going to probably need to beef up security at his mansion after police arrested a woman that was carrying a knife. She was on his property. She didn't gain entry into, like, his actual house area. There were no injuries other than one of Drake's bodyguards, I guess, was struck with a metal pipe. The reports indicate he didn't sustain actual injuries, so he didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. And it's unclear why she was even there. She had no communication whatsoever with Drake. So just more and more of these stories are coming out, and they're very scary. People showing up or sending threats or stalking, like the guy that stood across from Billie Eilish's house every single day, and she had a restraining order against him. Ugh. It's just very, very scary that they're going through things like that. Meghan Markle, they're saying she plans to have her second child in their home. It'll be the first ever British royal-born American.
This is how much I don't follow the royal family. Is I didn't even know she was pregnant again. She was pregnant in the interview.
In the interview.
Even if you didn't watch it.
That was the point of the interview.
I didn't watch it. I didn't see
it. Even if you didn't watch it. She's sitting there looking pregnant.
I've seen the audio of it, or heard the audio of it.
It's all over TikTok.
She announced the sex of the baby in the interview.
Wow. Jenny, you can tell Fallon and I feel very passionate about this.
We're so passionate. And that's, I love that for you guys. But things that I'm passionate about are kickball. Absolutely. Cheese is, I just told my boyfriend Andrew that we need to make a special trip up to this cheese shop in Wisconsin sometime soon for a charcuterie board type of date night.
Do they have special, cheese?
Well, it's just like really delicious Wisconsin cheese. It's a creamery.
You can't get it here?
No, it's like a tiny little creamery that my girlfriend, she has a cabin near it. So that's how I know of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of it. Off the top of my head.
Oh,
but
Jenny.
But the cheese is like $5 for a block that you'd pay probably $15 for at Kowalski's or like Whole Foods.
Where's this? What city is it in?
That I also don't have the information
Why
for.
Why are you talking?
Oh my gosh. Just, so you're literally just telling people about the most delicious, well-priced creamery cheese and you have nothing.
Comstock Creamery.
I don't think I like the word creamery.
Comstock Creamery. I'm going to Google it right now.
I wish
now
we'd
just
stop
to verify
saying
that
it,
that's
you know?
A, Creamery?
I hate it.
While you're looking up your creamery.
Stop.
Creamery.
Yes. Comstock.
Comstock.
Stock. Which I think was a dorm.
Was a dorm,
in the
yeah.
At the U of M.
Comstock's a dorm.
Comstock.
That's the city it's in?
That's the city and the name of the creamery.
All right. Finally, we have the information we've been looking for.
You're welcome.
Ariana Grande announced she's replacing Nick Jonas on the next season of The Voice. I don't know when it premieres, but I think I'll actually check it out because I do like her. I would like to see how she gets along with Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Blake Shelton. It'll be season 21 of The Voice.
Whoa.
I do find her a little bit dull, so I don't know that she'll be as entertaining as, like, Blake is, where he fights with people.
Yeah, she has some funny, like, one-liners
Does
on
she?
Twitter and stuff, where she'll tell people to, I mean, she'll, like, funny, I can't say it, but it'll be very funny, actually.
I think she's quite funny, yeah.
I think
she'll be a good judge, Tina?
Yeah, I think so. I think she'll play along. I think it'll just be interesting to see how she interacts with the contestants, I'd say, more than
Agreed.
The judges.
I'm afraid she's going to be too, not that she needs to be mean, because none of them are mean, but
no.
I'll just be intrigued because I don't feel like she's someone that you actually really know.
Who do you think she'll bring as like her, you know, when, like they bring in a person during their coaching?
Yeah, yeah. Pete Davidson.
No,
he's not a music.
I would say Justin Bieber or Demi Lovato because it has to be someone under Scooter Braun.
I did
probably
see that she's going to have a song with Demi Lovato.
Yep. So probably that. They'll probably Demi, perform it together.
There it is.
I still vote Pete, but that, I guess that doesn't matter.
Your vote for who Ariana Grande brings on The Voice.
Yeah.
You're right. That does not matter.
Ex-fiance who has nothing to do with music.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't know a lot about music, and they called me, and they were like, Jenny, can you please come on The Voice? And
nobody,
be one of the...
Okay.
Nobody called you.
We're going to move on from that, because that's an absolute lie. All right, we're going to go right into letting you know that Tamari, we're going to do... Jenny was talking about, and I've been on one of these trips before, where you go on a trip with someone, and they're the worst travel companion of all time.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the worst vacations. It can be because of the person or just because the vacation backfired. Because we actually did, like, a honeymoon redo before, and I think the person that won had just, like, it rained the entire time, and it was horrible. So it can be something like that, or it can be just, like, you'd never traveled with this person before, and you go, and you're like, oh, no, we have totally different ideas of what a vacation is, and it was horrible. We're going to do that at 8 o'clock. We went ahead and put it up on Dave Ryan in the Morning Show Facebook. If you want to leave your post there, you can do that. And also, War of the Roses, of course, on Thursdays at 7:35. You'll find out how a roller dog incriminated someone. That's all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to 101.3 KDWB.